Join us as we explore timeless wisdom from around the world, seeking truths that resonate most for each individual. Welcome to Peace on Your Journey podcast. I'm John Lawyer, a former soldier turned spiritual traveler. At Kishar, we celebrate the journey of discovery together, delving into various religious, spiritual, and philosophical traditions. For a deeper dive into spirituality, join our vibrant online community at kishar.org. If you'd like to experience this production with dynamic art and video content, check out our YouTube channel at Peace on Your Journey.
Everyone should read this book. It's life. It's love. After the last book I read and reviewed on this channel, I really needed something uplifting. So I picked The Tao of Pooh by Benjamin Hoff. This beautiful work was created using the stories of Winnie the Pooh to enlighten people to the beauty of Taoism. Taoism or Taoism is an Eastern faith and philosophy. You may know it best by its symbol, the yin and the yang. The publisher actually licensed the original Winnie the Pooh text from the estate of A. Milne for use in this book. And for perspective, this book was written a long time ago, 1982. I wanted to start by reading a beautiful quote from the back cover. While Eeyore frets, and Piglet hesitates, and Rabbit calculates, and Owl pontificates, Pooh just is. Sometimes when I read this, it makes me tear up a little bit, just because of its sheer simplicity. Hoff says, "Within each of us, there is an owl, a rabbit, an Eeyore, and a Pooh. For too long, we have chosen the way of the owl and the rabbit. Now, like Eeyore, we complain about the results, but that accomplishes nothing. If we are smart, we will choose the way of the Pooh. As from far away, it calls to us with the voice of a child's mind. It may be hard to hear at times, but it's important just the same, because without it, we will never find our way through the forest." And so there it is for us, right? We should all be more like Pooh, and it'll help us find our way through the forest. I think that's a beautiful metaphor, you know, trying to find our way through the woods. And that takes us back to when we were kids watching or reading Winnie the Pooh. The Tao Te Ching and the Chuang Tzu are the foundational texts of Taoism. They bring us down to the base of life. They really get to the heart of this reality we all share together. They simplify what life is and where we all fit into it. The author writes this book from the standpoint of writing the book, as if he's putting it together while Winnie the Pooh is right there with him, having a discussion about it, about life, about the Tao. And it blends between this and also referencing stories that many of us will recognize from A.A. Milne's classic works. There's also a third perspective where the author just writes about Taoism, or just his own perspective on it, or his thoughts on the world. And these three different approaches to storytelling are really woven quite intricately throughout the book. It's something that was really hard to pull off, and I think he did it. Before we move on, please subscribe to this channel by hitting the watermark in the lower right-hand corner and share with any friends or family that you think might benefit from it. Let's go back to Taoism again. What is Taoism? The first and most important part of it is this core principle of the Tao. It's this fundamental concept representing the ultimate reality, that there's an underlying natural order or principle that governs the function of the universe, and that is the Tao. You might think of the Tao as the universe or the divine or your truest self. The Tao just is, and it also is not. Taoists may simply refer to it as the way. Then there is the Wu Wei. Wu Wei is effortless action or non-action. It's acting in harmony with the Tao, allowing things to occur without any type of forcible intervention. Acceptance is a powerful concept that we see in spirituality all over the world. We talk about acceptance on this channel all the time, and it's deeply part of Taoism, that idea that we have this great acceptance about who we are and what we are and how we interact with the world and the universe all around us. Then there's Zuran, or naturalness. The idea that everything should follow its inherent nature, allowing life to flow naturally and effortlessly. And I think that says, be true to yourself. You know, really be true to yourself. There's the three treasures or essential virtues in Taoism, and they may be translated as compassion, frugality, and humility. You also have Qigong or Tai Chi, and they both come from Taoism and the Taoist traditions. The practice of Taoism would probably be even more widespread than it is, but it had to compete closely with the teachings of Confucius, and they both came about around the same time in history. Winnie the Pooh is the Tao. The effortless nature of Pooh really overlaps with the teachings of the Tao. In Wu Wei, we don't have to try if we just are. In the book, Hoff aptly calls this the Pooh Way, and I think, you know, he really has a way with words. It's a really serious book at times, but it's also a very playful and humorous book, and I think that's this whole idea of spirituality, right? We have this playful nature about it. There can be this joyous part of it, and sometimes it's serious, and we can balance it. It's okay. There's one thing to take away from this book. It's that we get caught up in the noise, the race, the chaos, whatever you want to call it. And where does that get us? And I think we have to ask that important question about being so like ingrained and enmeshed in this chaos all around us. The author compares Winnie the Pooh to the term Pooh in Chinese, and that means the uncarved block. Hoff says, "The essence of the principle of the uncarved block is that things in their original simplicity contain their own natural power, power that is easily spoiled and lost when that simplicity is changed." For me personally, this speaks to the power each of us have inside of us when we were children. It's when we knew magic, and it's when we still believed. And what do you mean by believed? We believed in things. We believed in the power of things and those things that were like beyond us, but we also thought might be inside of us. There's that, again, it's that magic. Would Pooh have been that patient friend, that loyal associate, and this unlikely problem solver if he hadn't been this simple uncarved block? To the Taoists, being simple-minded isn't dumb or unintelligent or anything else that we might call it. Life is simplicity, and we complicate it unnecessarily. I think, in fact, we willfully choose to overcomplicate things. We choose to live our lives in this way. Even in antiquity, the Taoists saw themselves compared to all these busy people around them. So as it ever was, you know, take time, for instance. Time is all we've got. This great moment that we keep living in day by day, we're never going to get it back. We have all these things that save us time. And I mean save in like air quotes. We have all these things that save us time, that have been developed over hundreds of years, and maybe even more so over the last 100 years. And that's been a period that is probably the greatest leap forward in human history as far as technology goes. Do we have more time now that we've saved so much? We've saved all this time, but do we have more time? I don't think that we do. You're important, and your time is valuable. Your family is sacred. You love your friends. You have your passions. All these special things that you hold dear. And what about them? Do we spend enough time with those things? Do we love them enough? Do we love ourselves enough? What if we slow it down? When we slow it down, we become like Pooh, like Winnie the Pooh. We're problem solvers. Or maybe we don't even realize that we have problems. And the reason we don't realize we have problems is because we actually don't have problems. And these things that bother us about ourselves or life around us, after reflection, maybe they don't bother us at all. Maybe we find that they help us if we let them. There's all this stuff around us that helps us. The universe sends us what we need to help us out. Let's take care of Mother Earth. Take care of Gaia. It's hard to fully encapsulate the beauty of this work by Benjamin Hoff. It's one that you really have to read to completely feel. And I found that this was a really optimistic work by Benjamin Hoff. And I myself remain optimistic. I have great faith and hope in humankind. I think we're going to be okay. Ever since my moment of clarity or understanding was over 2 years ago now, I've taken myself out of politics and out of all those kind of conversations. I don't argue with strangers on the internet anymore. I'm not an activist. I think each of us can lift up the world by lifting up ourselves. So we lift up this whole world around us in a beautiful way when we're taking care of ourselves. And through all of that, I still want to share this quote from the book, even though it's a little less optimistic than most of the book by Benjamin Hoff. And I don't believe that we're doomed. That's not why I'm sharing this. And I don't believe that. But because I think that a little cautionary wisdom can be helpful on our journey, I wanted to sincerely ask you not to let this dampen the loving and bright nature of this book. So let me go ahead and share it with you. The forest of real life is in a desperate condition now because of too many who think too much and care too little, in spite of what many minds have thought themselves into believing. That mistake cannot continue for much longer if everything is going to survive. The one chance we have to avoid certain disaster is to change our approach and to learn the value of wisdom and contentment. These are the things that are being searched for anyway through knowledge and cleverness, but they do not come from knowledge or cleverness. They never have and never will. I felt I should include that for Benjamin Hoff in honor of him and his writing of this book. And so after reading that, I'll ask you to go out and love yourself. Appreciate and have gratitude for your world and the things that you have. And love our Mother Earth. The Tao is said to be something that we can't understand, that it's beyond. But we may understand its nature. It's inside each of us and everything. It's everywhere. Because the Tao is the way. So as Benjamin Hoff recommends, let us appreciate learning from and working with whatever happens in everyday life. There's great happiness and joy there. And what does Winnie the Pooh think of it? He says, to know the way, we go the way. We do the way we do. The things we do, it's there in front of you. But if you try too hard to see it, you'll only be confused. I am me, and you are you. As you can see, but when you do, the things that you can do, you will find the way, and the way will follow you. That's what I think it is, Pooh said. And that's really a beautiful way to encapsulate the book with that Winnie the Pooh kind of poem that he reads. Towards the end of it all, Hoff says, there the Pooh books come to an end, in the enchanted place at the top of the forest. We can go there anytime. It's not far away. It's not hard to find. Just take the path to nothing and go nowhere until you reach it. Because the enchanted place is right where you are. And if you're friendly with the bears, you can find it. Benjamin Hoff was a philosopher. And I believe Winnie the Pooh was a philosopher. Probably on the level of Lao Tzu. He doesn't see the way, but he knows the way. It's part of him, and it's also part of you. And I wish you all love and light. I hope that you find your way through this forest. I love this book so much, and I would love to hear what you think of it. Please hit me up in the comments, and I'll absolutely get back to you. For a peaceful and open-minded community where people can share their journeys and be themselves, where we have conversations just like this, visit keyshar.org. Please like this video if you want us to keep making content just like this. And until next time, I wish you peace on your journey.